Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration for this time, for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O Jehovah God, to worship you, to bless your name, to lift you above all other names. Father, we thank you even for the word that has been spoken. We thank you for the time of worship, the time of praise. And even, Lord, even as we enter into another session of your word, I commit myself, O Jehovah God, in your able hand, O Jehovah Jireh. I pray, Lord, that anoint me, mighty Jehovah God, anoint the words of my mouth in the name of Jesus. I pray that let them go forth with authority to heal, to deliver, to set the captives free, to transform lives of people from one glory to another in the name of Jesus. I pray even the listeners, those that will listen in the radio, in the podcast, and even at the parts of the nations, I pray, mighty God, that this word will be a timely word that will change their lives for eternity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray that let the meditations of my heart, hallelujah, be acceptable before you, my Lord and my rock and my redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to it. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. You tore the veil before you. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus, Son of God. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to it. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today the title of my sermon is What Moves God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. What moves God? In other words, we can be doing a lot of things, but God is not moved. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can be happy that you are getting attention of God, but God is not moved. Praise be to Jesus. Because the things that can move men sometimes cannot move God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But today we are going to see some of the things that when we put them into applications in our life, it will move God to action. Praise be to Jesus. Number one thing that will move God is His word. Praise be to Jesus. The word of God. Hallelujah. You know, when you want to move God, you have to make His word applicable. Let us go to the book of Psalms 138 verse 2. The book of Psalms 138 verse 2. The Bible says, I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For I have magnified your word above all your name. Praise be to Jesus. I have magnified your word above all your name. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And this is a question that we need to ask as children of God, that where is the place of His word? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Whoever you listen to, to, it means you respect them. If you don't listen to a man, it means you don't honor them. It means that you don't deem them respectable. You don't deem them with dignity they deserve. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you honor God because of his word, you kind of show the kind of faith you have towards him. Praise be to God. You know, when God tells you to do something through his word and you don't do it, it means you don't believe in him enough. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because whom you have faith in, whom you believe in, whom you trust, you will listen to his word. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are things that are written in the Holy Scriptures that we are having difficult times to put into practice because we don't believe the one that wrote the scripture. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are people that a doctor will write a prescription. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And you will follow the prescription to the latter because you believed in the doctor. Praise be to God. You believed in their education. You believe in their 5 or 6 or 7 years in the medical school. Praise be to God of Nazareth. If they tell you that you need to do a surgery, and people will even go without questioning. If they tell you that you need to take a vaccine, people will go without questioning. Praise be to God. But what about your maker? What about your God? What about the one you carry his breath? What about the one that brought your existence here in the world? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you believe in his word? Do you believe in his word? How much do you esteem his word? How much have you pocket his word in your heart? As the scripture says, that I have hidden thy word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Have you made it a priority to preoccupy your thoughts, to preoccupy your heart with the word of the living God? Do you know, when you love God, when you love God, praise be to Jesus, your attitude of your love of God is revealed by your love for his word. You cannot say that you love God when you don't love his word. You cannot say you love God and you don't love the word. You cannot say you love God but you hate to hear the word of God. You hate to hear the sermons of God. You hate to hear the word. Do you know there are people that are coming to church because there is good music in the church? Hallelujah. They are coming to hear the good music, the practices of the good music in the church, and they go, they dance in the rhythm. Praise be to God. And when the music session ends, and when the word comes in, they walk out of the church. Everyone is looking gloomy. Everyone is looking gloomy. Everyone is looking at their watch. How long is it be going, huh? How long? Yeah, we give him 15 minutes. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But you don't know that the word is the fabric of him. The fabric of God is his word. That's why the Bible says you have magnified your word above your name. Praise be to Jesus. God consider his word to be more important than his name. Praise be to Jesus, because he exists inside his word. Praise be to Jesus. Nothing existed that existed except through his word. Praise be to Jesus. From the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Praise be to Jesus. So anything that you need to happen in your life, anything that you need to exist, anything that you need to be created in your life is hidden in his word. Praise be to God. So if you haven't made a passion, if you haven't made a zeal to seek the scripture, to sort the scripture, to find what the word that God has for you, to be passionate for the word of God, to be zealous for the word of God, to be soaked in the word of God, to understand the word of God, praise be to God, you still don't love him. Because if you want to understand how somebody thinks, you need to know what makes them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 66 verse 5 says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and cast you out for my name's sake have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But it is they who shall be put to shame." Do you know, when you love God too much, people will laugh at you. Look at this crazy fellow. Look at this crazy fellow. All the time he wants to speak the word. All the time he wants to talk about Jesus. Praise be to God. But the Lord is telling somebody today, hear the word of the Lord. You who tremble at his word. But does his word makes you to tremble? When you hear the word of God, do you tremble in your spirit? Do you know the word needs to make us to tremble? Praise be to God, because the word carries the weight of our destiny. The word is not just normal. Makatolaki, lego no shatali bazanda matalabi. Do you know, when you tremble in his word, it means you have fear towards the word of God. You don't just take the word of God casually. You take the word of God in fear. Praise be to Jesus, because the word can transform destiny. The word can transform you in a twinkle of an eye. The word can make you a new person in a twinkle of an eye. The word can open heaven above you in a twinkle and an eye. The word can command men to come and give at your bosom in a twinkle of an eye. The word makuria kaleke te palanta zagarata leko shopa radi kente legenaza. The word can open a pathway that was never there. The word can heal the sick. The word can deliver the captive. The Bible says, I send forth my word that I may heal them of their sin, of their infirmities. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and cast you out for my name's sake have said. Do you know, there are people that love to mock churchgoers. There are people that love to mock people who are born again. There are people that, you know, they tell you, you know, you lack things to do. Is the reason why you go to the cashier? Is the reason why you love to go to that church? Praise be to God. Do you lack things to do? Come here. Go to the club with us. Haha. You pretend that you are those that are serious with God. You pretend that they are those that are speaking revival. Ha, we know you. We know you. You are wasting your time. They will tell you all kind of mockery, but they don't know what the word can do to you. They don't know that the word makoria talagada. They don't know that the word can change your life forever. They don't know the word can lift you from scratches to something. They don't know the word can pick you from the dust and make you to sit with kings in the palaces. They don't know what the word can do. Leko shapali kendo lagana zege bene kete pele demanta. The Bible said the people that you don't know, the foreigners shall serve you. The word can make foreigners to serve you. The word can make foreigners to serve you. Rege bezende matalagada. He say, ask of me and I will give you nations as your inheritance. The word can give nation as your inheritance. Oh, bazaria katabalaganaza. Rege bene balatabia koto paladabai. Le kwa shaba le koto palagi do kola dai yege bene manta pele godo zala te palana manta pile koto paladi koto lada le ko barata peke teli koda laga tabaladi kata. Do you know the what bothers some people is, Lord, oh, bless me with a job, oh job. All you cry for God is for job. A job. When he's telling you, ask of me and I will give you nations. Ask of me, I will give you nations as your inheritance. He will give you the whole United States as your inheritance. He will give you China as your inheritance. He will give you Africa as your inheritance. He will give you Europe as your inheritance. He will give you Canada as your inheritance. And all you are asking for is a job of $15 per hour. Because we don't tremble at his word. We read his word, but we joke with it. We read his word, but we don't apply it. We read his word, but we don't pray it. We read his word, but we don't possess. Praise be to Jesus. The word of God is not ordinary. The word of God commands the ears of the deaf and they open. The word of God commands the eyes of the deaf, command the ears of the people that cannot hear, and they hear. Praise be to Jesus. Rata lakoto shateli baranta zalada. Lekoto pazanda manta pile de mahanta. Isaiah 55. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Praise be to Jesus. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, that it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereof I send it. Wow. Praise be to Jesus. It begins by saying that my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not my ways, says the Lord. There are things that we think we know, but we don't know. There are things we think that we have accomplished, but we haven't accomplished. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the devil knows how to deceive us, to think that we don't need God, to think that we don't need the word of God, to think that we don't need to obey the word of God. You are about to choose your wife. The word of God says, do not be unequally yoked with non-believers. You know that the wife is not born again. You don't know that they don't love God. Praise be to God. You know that that man doesn't love God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But you put the word of God down. You tremble upon the word of God. Even when you know the truth as a child of God. Hallelujah. You think you are too smart. You think you know better. But the Lord is saying, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. God has his thoughts concerning your life, concerning your children, concerning your destiny. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I have good plans for you, plans to give you hope and a future, not a plan to destroy you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are thoughts that God has towards you. There are thoughts that God has towards your home. There are thoughts that God has towards your city. But unless we dig into his word, unless we treasure his word, unless we make his word our highly possession. Do you know there are people that value education, value university, value work, but they have no value for the word. And that's why they don't come for the Bible study. They think that their gift is enough. They don't need to be in the Bible study. They don't need to be in a place to share, to learn more about the word of God. But he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. When the word of God is going forth, even right now his word is going forth, the Bible says it shall not return unto me void. It shall not return. Ragata laba zende meko to laba zata pile getosha. Something has to change within you. Something has to be impregnated in you. The word of God has to bring a tangible change, a tangible passion, a passion that will move your village, a passion that will move your city, a passion that will move your nation. Hakata lago sholobo sateli. Leto shaparede berhine. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth. Do you know the word waters? Anything that is dry in your life will begin to melt at the command of the word of God. Poverty melt at the command of the word of God. Sicknesses melt at the command of the word of God. Witchcrafts are destroyed at the command of the word of God. Stagnations are destroyed at the command of the word of God. Foolishness are destroyed at the command of the word of God. Praise be to Jesus. The word of God waters. It doesn't matter how dry you are. The Bible says, come unto me, those that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is light. Radabazanda makoto palite pelege de barata. Your life may be a living stress. Your life may be a struggle. But the Lord is saying, come unto me, those that are heavy laden, those that are thirsty. You have tried everything else to fill that vacuum within you. Hallelujah. But the living water is with him. He is the word that watereth. He is the word that can end your dry season. He is the word that can bring joy in your depression. He is the word that can bring hope in the midst of hopelessness. He is the word of God that can carry you from the pit of hell to the light of his glory. He is the word of God that can transform you for eternity long. In the name of Jesus. But water the earth and make it to bring forth and bud. It is the word of God that can bring life, that can actualize things. Zakata balatapi leto shapa lekete pali. Do not, there are things that are meant to grow in you. No wonder Jesus said that the kingdom of God is compared like a mustard seed, however small it is, but when it begin to bud, when it begin to grow, hallelujah, when you receive the word of God, it begin to grow in you, it begin to manifest itself. It begins to heal the sick out of you. It will begin to command evil and clean spirit out of people. Praise be to Jesus. Radikoto balanta mete leke teleganaza. Lekwa shapa leko topaladiko lada. Legene mahanta peliko shapalikata. Lego janda mete peligede kulagana. Lete peri ragadana za teleto shopali. Lego na shanta mete peligede ba. Lekwa shapa. The Bible says, out of thy bosom shall flow rivers of living water. You shall be like a plant that is planted next to the river. Even in dry season, you will flourish. Even in economic downfall season, you shall flourish. Pelicananta, because the word will water you. The word will cause you to bring forth. The word will cause you to bring forth fruits. Raga dabalatai, leko shapana mantape, lete perede jende balatai, rico pasanda metepi. You are a vessel that is called to bulge out. You are a vessel that is called to overflow. Ega jagana zega leta. There is a stream of life within you. There's a stream of glory within you. There's a stream of revelation within you. There's a stream of songs within you. There's a streams of wisdom. Rabazeke leto shapana. Legwa shepa lagito shopali. La quanta meleje jende delete. Yeka raganata sepala. Yekuto paladidela lakatani. Lege jege delete mamanzadai. Ragito pali lekatia ragana. There's a stream that is called to flow within you. That's why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, I have a drink that when you drink, you shall not thirst anymore. I wish you knew whom you are talking to. I wish you knew the Jesus that is being spoken today. I wish you knew the weight of his word. I wish you knew the weight of his truth. Praise be to Jesus. You will be a carrier of destiny. You will be a stream that never runs dry. You will begin to produce in season and out of season. So revelations will stream out of you. Knowledge will stream out of you. Books will stream out of you. Innovations will stream out of you. Songs will stream out of you. I want us to stand on our feet and say, Lord, open my stream. Stand on your feet wherever you are. Stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet. Be obedient to the word. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. Don't be obedient to the word of God. Lay your hands on your womb and say, Father, open my stream. Open my stream. Open my stream. Open my stream in the name of Jesus. Let my stream flow from today. Open my stream. My stream that have been clogged. My stream that have been clogged by the authority of your word. Ragadaba zate leko topalata. Lekwa shapa leke tepelete paladi. Leko shaparata pekete bizede barata pa. Leto shaparata peketele bireta. Open my stream now. Open my stream now. Open your mouth and they will feel it now. Open your stream, my stream. Ragada balatape. Lekoto parada baratape. Open my stream of revelation. Open my streams of new songs. Open my streams of the prophetic. Open my streams of healing. Open my streams of intercessory. Open my streams right now. Ragite peli gadala. Leto shapa le. Let your word water my life. Let your word cause fields to grow, to bud in the name of Jesus. From today, life is springing out of my bosom. From today, life, overflowing revelation, overflowing prophecy, overflowing revelation of your word, overflowing new songs. Ragito ragana, ripo shapi lete peligoni, leta shapa lede mente sheli, rig. Ganamanta Sheba, Ragwa Shapi, Lete Peli Katola, Leto Shapalanta. In the name of Jesus, you can sit now. In the name of Jesus, you can sit down. In the name of Jesus, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing therefore whereof I send it. Number two, the things that moves God. Number two, the blood of Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and cows, but his own blood, he entered in once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an ephah sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? The blood. That's why Jesus took the blood to the altar of grace and poured the blood, that we no longer need to offer any sacrifices of animals, but to call upon the blood of Jesus. Where the blood of Jesus is called, God has to arrive. Where the blood of Jesus is called, sin has to be forgiven. Where the blood of Jesus is called, the power of God has to come down. Where the blood of Jesus is called, things has to happen. Praise be to God. Because the blood of his son moves the heart of the father. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why we use the blood. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like us as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Because of what Jesus did, because of the blood that he shed on Calvary, praise be to God, now we are not ashamed to come before the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't come before the Lord in fear. We come boldly. Do you know the Bible says, a wicked man runneth even when no one is chasing them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know when you are guilty of sin, you run and no one is chasing you? Hallelujah. There are people that when you meet them, they don't want to talk to you because they know they have been gossiping about you week long. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But when we come before our Father, when we come before our Maker, we are not ashamed anymore. We are not coming up before him as people who are ashamed of him, but we come boldly before the throne of grace, because we have confidence in the blood of Jesus. We have confidence that the blood of Jesus will speak for us. We have confidence that the blood of Jesus will show grace. We have confidence that the blood of Jesus will show mercy. Sometimes we don't deserve mercy, we don't deserve grace, but because the blood of the Lamb is still flowing, we have confidence because of the blood of Jesus. We can enter into the altar of grace. Do not the prayers you pray today are your investment for tomorrow. The prayers you are crying today are your investment tomorrow. Because every time you come before the throne of grace and you begin to cry out before the Lord, the Bible says he releases grace for tomorrow. He releases mercies that you will need 20 years from now. He releases the power that you will need 30 years from now. He releases the grace. Rada bazanda mekola gadai yegwa shapala gito latani leto shapalagira lagada bene mezende belete pali lakwana jeberete tebalana seria rada baratepela. Every time we come before the Lord, there's mercy that you receive. There will be a time things will be happening. There will be a time you will be overcoming challenges in your life because of the prayers you invested, because you came before the throne of grace. You are not ashamed to come to the house of prayer. You are not ashamed to open your mouth and seek the face of God. You are not ashamed to come to the house of God. You are not ashamed. You came boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace, and find grace, and find grace. Habazata, grace to preach the gospel. gospel. Grace for nations. Grace, grace, grace for marriage. Grace for wealth. Rabazete perete zede baridi gelaguria. Grace to pray. Grace of intercession. Grace of leadership. Grace of the apostolic. Grace of the prophetic. Grace of pastoral. Grace of teaching. Rede desende. Grace for the crowd is found at the place of prayer. Is found at the throne of grace. Rada koto la bidebe. Reko bazanda matapili kete pale. Lagede berete peketeli barata. Lekwata palete pe. Father, today we come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain grace and mercy. Leko shapale katile kete. Leko shapale bedeli kato. Ragiko raga de bale. Leto palade lokota palata. We command that our life must bring change. Our life must transform our generation. Our life must be fruitful. Our lives must grow. Yege de letai. Raga de berene mazate likoria. Ragabene menteleza. Rico bazanda menteleza. Ogo jagalagi de berene bezenda. We receive grace to preach the gospel. We receive grace to worship in tongues. We receive grace to call on to nations. We receive grace for the crowd. We receive grace for the crowd. We receive grace. Rada barada barada. Ragada balata peketula. Lagada balata palade. Lagada balata palade. Lagodo parada bereta. Lagodo barata pekete. Ragodo barata pakata. Rege de beredebe. Ledo bazanda. We release grace for prayer. We release grace for appletion. We release grace for wrong life. Yep. Yete pele de basanda leko to paradaba yege de lete paradiku. We release grace for good health. Manda bazande lento zadamanta si rigo do bazanda mete pele de. We release grace for uprightness. We release grace for righteousness. We release grace for holiness. Rada bazadi raguata pekete ligo yege de berede bazinde leko parata laguata. We release grace for fruitfulness. We shall be fruitful in the land. We shall preoccupy. Yakatapala lakwatapelego lekwayakatapelege. We release grace to conquer nations, to conquer kings, to conquer kings, to conquer nations. Radabazatele parade lo parada beredebai yeguana mateleketo yege de berende zetepe leto. Chapala di kata le guata pele de bene le guada bata perede la kata berede. We obtain grace from the throne of grace. There are things we struggle to do because we do it, we try to do it with our own strength, with our own might, with our own power. But there is a spirit of grace. There is a spirit of grace. There is a spirit of grace. There is a spirit of grace that will make nations bow before you. There is a spirit of grace that will bring angelic voices. There's a spirit of grace that will bring angelic voices in the house of God. Rita siliginanta saladananta selikanta bali laga dabarane separede benenanta salikando laga teze zendemente laganaze letu sapene mantapile leganaza laga dalatena namanta seria lagine keleginanta salabai. Let the holy cherubims be released in the house. The angels of songs. The angels of songs that minister before the Lord. Release sounds from heaven. Angels of worship. release sounds from heaven upon this church. Angels of grace, angels of grace that minister before the throne of God, release new sounds from above. Release new sounds from above. Reshalano sieletena legenena salabito saladaishi letela kana silenena zadai reda bazantali koria disha. Release the sounds of heaven. Release new songs upon this sanctuary. Release new instruments. Iyakata. Release the sound of the holy trumpet. Mata pele goto lakatale. Ye kwaraga de lukuna mata pele gezo. Le goto barata pekete pele de barata. Release the ashen mantles. Release the ashen mantles. Release the mantles that turn cities upside down. Release the mantles that raise the dead upon the sanctuary. Release the mantles that pop open the blind eyes. Release the mantles that pop open the deaf ears. Release the mantles that heal all manner of diseases. Release the mantles that drew crowds together. Release the mantles that feed the 5,000 with the loaf of bread. Release the mantles. Ragada, 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 ragada. Release the ashen mantles that moved nation for Christ Jesus. Release the mantles that moved nations. Release the mantles that move all generations for Christ, all races for Christ, whether Jew or a Gentile, whether white or black. Release the mantles that will bring all souls together. Riko paratape, radokona matapeli, lakata pakadili kotupai. Yay! Mantles for nations. Mantles for all races, whether Chinese, whether Asian, whether Africa, whether white, whether black, we call them to the Lord's sanctuary. Rata pasele kotopara, rege bene manta paradaya. The grace for all souls, 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 the grace for all souls. You know, today you walk into a church, but you only see white only church, you see a black only church, you see Asian only church, you see Mexican only church. Hallelujah. You see Guadalupe only church. You see Luo only church. You see Kikuyu only church. We begin to wonder the kind of gospel we are preaching, because the Jesus I am talking about is blood transfuse all races, is blood transfuse all generation, is blood transfuse all culture. Ragada barata peketele, ragada barata pakateria, rega bide beleto paradabai, young wana manta peketeli kotaradini karya, ragada balate pele debede. It doesn't matter whether you are a Jew, it doesn't matter whether you are a Samaritan, you are all children of God. Ragade likoto palade, lato parada betepe, lata peketo paradi, lo parata pekete peleto pa, likota parate pe, lakwata peredeba, agajanda mata periraja, agajanda mata palagija, agajanda mata pelegena, agajanda matora di leto, leguana separite periadaza, ragino koza da beleto shalai, yegenena sata palagize. I release grace. Father, we obtain grace and mercy. We obtain grace and mercy for all races, for all ethnic community, for all blood, radabi, radabi, for all languages, radabine, radabine meza, ladabine mekeli, agajanantani, agajanaminta, agajanazalati, legene sata, metushakala
permanente. Agiju jola kine menahari. Redi hente zele de mantala. Jigere de pana mantalija. Rige de belete tetai. They will be able to hear us. They will be able to understand us. No matter their languages, we shall speak to them. No matter where they are coming from, they will hear the sound of heaven. They will hear the voice of God in their own languages, in their own tongues, the way they heard them speaking in their own languages, wherever they came from. The grace to call the attention of nations is thereby released. Ogo jabala tapi, ogo jana manta peri, rege de beletoi, yege ne manta salati, ladine manta sali de bahanti, alete perede zentemali, rete perede zalete pagananta, ragine kentele de masanda. Yes, shalababusaya.
We obtain grace for nations. We obtain grace for nations. Ephesians chapter 1. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. The things that moves God. Today we just discussed two of them. We shall continue discussing the rest. Praise be to Jesus. The things that moves God. One is his word. Passion for scriptures. The Bible says we should yearn for the milk of the word. We should learn to understand the Holy Scriptures. Praise be to God. And the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is what invokes the throne to unction. The blood of Jesus is what invokes the throne to release the power. The blood of Jesus is what invokes the throne to release forgiveness. It's the blood of Jesus that invokes the throne. Oh, Jabalatali Kotoradana Mazanda Ladide. Lete Pazanda Matala Gidelataya. Lete Bazanda Maturia Katarada Bazanda. I want you now to rise up and cry to the Lord for these two things. Father, I will pursue your word from today. Father, I will pursue your word. I will pursue your word. I will make your word to be my priority. I will be passionate towards your word. I will be passionate towards your word, O Jehovah. Ye parada bazende lete balata mana mana. Lete balada balata baladi balata balada. I will pursue the Holy Scriptures. I will pursue your word. Ragada bazanda matele berete palada balada. As the deer thirsted for waters, therefore my soul thirsts after you. Rada kujiana la panika tula katabaleta. La doja latine mahanda la di mazandai. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. Rada bazanda. I receive your word. I receive your word. I receive your word. I receive your word. Let me be impregnated by your word. Agajota palagido kola gadalash. Leto parade balata paladi badabala. Leto paladi balata. Make me a vessel of your word. Rada bazanda. Tell Lord, make me a vessel. Tell him, Father, make me a vessel. Make me a vessel for your word. Make me a vessel that will feed my generation with your living word. Make me a vessel. Vadele la baradide zebarete perinaza. Let palagine candaladiza. Let paradikandoradai. Make me an overflowing vessel. A stream that will never dry. Rada bazire
regende letena la da bazire rede mazanta leto shape lete manta bilikeni alata parananta zebe rete parananta raga da bazanda radiko to bazanda matapi leto shapalagine kente ledeza today by the mercies of God, today by the mercies of the blood, I come in with confidence. The grace I need to do what God wants me to do, the grace I need to become what God wants me to become, the grace I need, Rabaziria Lakontomantapi, the grace I need to fulfill destiny, I receive it. I receive it. The grace I need to live for the Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to be what God wants me to be. I receive the grace to go where God wants me to go. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to overcome challenges. I receive the grace to overcome sin. I receive the grace to live for the Lord. I receive the grace to teach the word. I receive the grace to pray. I receive the grace to call upon the name of the Lord, and He will answer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are out there, you haven't given your life to Jesus. I want to beckon you that is the first step that you need to take to surrender your life to the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, if you haven't made it right with the Lord, praise be to Jesus. Probably you gave your life to Jesus some time back and you fell and you have never risen again. I want to give you an opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity to reconcile your life with Him. For He has sent forth His word. Let His word not miss you. In the name of Jesus, Father, Matula Kataladi Dekotusha. Just say this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as a sinner in need of your grace and in need of your mercy. Father, I repent of all of my sins and of all of my transgression. And I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. Father, remove my name from the blank book of death and write my name in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, I pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that Father, fill me with the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of grace, to help me, O God, in my walk with you, that through me, many souls shall be saved and be led to thy righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. If you've made that prayer, please write to us. Visit our website. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Get more information how you can be involved in the name of Jesus. Comment on the video, whether on YouTube, on Twitter, hallelujah, on Facebook. Praise be to God. Let us celebrate with you, hallelujah, that you have given your life to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the angels are celebrating every time one soul gives their life to the Lord. I want us to pray for our giving. Praise be to Jesus. You have something that you want to give to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can even visit our website. You can be able to see various ways. You can be able to give directly. Hallelujah. For those that have been asking, you can be able to give. You can be able to give directly from our website. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, other ways of giving will also be posted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to lift up our voices. Any sacrifices that are coming to us this tent, whether it is prayer, support, sharing of videos, whatever it is that you are doing to us this tent, I want to pray for a special prayer that the Lord
will touch everyone that is supporting this tent of David to grow, to become what God wanted to become, to touch the nations with the gospel of Jesus. Yege de bezende mente lege du zatalete shepala di kunda lande zende lete pene mazanda balito shapalige nehanta zada lede jandi karota shelede bezende. I release unusual grace. I release unusual grace to any man, to any woman that will stand with the call of this house, that will stand with the financially, whether in the place of prayer. Ragateli kojana mazite peli katolagadai yeke lekete zende mende zerete seleta taraga dianto lito sabi kete peli gides zandalaki lakwa shapi leketegi konananta sapeli katai ragi konana mazanda metili kete pelera leketo shalabine kota pele gene katapa yegwa shapele gete belete perede berete. Let their doors be open. Let their children be fruitful and preoccupy the land. The yokes of limitations are broken out of their lives. The yokes of lack are broken out of their life. Premature deaths are broken out of their lives. Barrenness are broken out of their lives. Raga bezende met pelegede gala. Leto chapele de mente rate peredeza. La quanda bazire berete pai. Their hands are blessed. Their jobs are blessed. Their businesses are blessed. Their eyes are blessed. Their cows are blessed. Their chicken are blessed. Their children are blessed. Everything in their household is blessed and will prosper in the name of Jesus. Everything in their household is blessed. Everything. Mataratape. Anything that is crawling in their home is crawling. Whether sheep, whether cow, whether goat, whether chicken. Yeka palato palateleke to ragada balete peleto tatalada. None among them shall miscarry. Rete pezende mataliko to palata. Leto shapeleke te palada da 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 da. The spirit of fruitfulness is thereby released. Out of them shall become billionaires and trillionaires. Lato paraga de pe le desende mata pike telege desata. Their businesses will touch nations. Their gifts will touch nations. Rata pile keto shalagina la kwana mazeria tala kotopai yege lete shata pile gedai. Every yoke, any limitation, the devourer is thereby rebuked on their behalf. The devourer that is out after their children is rebuked. The devourer out of their business is rebuked. The devourer out of their help is rebuked. The devourer of cancer is rebuked. The devourer of heart diseases is rebuked. The devourer rata palikosha la guata peketilikosha lene zete peredeza. Because they have stand with the house of the Most High. Because they have paid their tithes. Because they have stand with the kingdom of God. This blessing shall be their portion and shall overtake them. They will prosper in the land. The grace of leadership is thereby released. They will become leaders. They will become leaders in the company. They will become CEOs. They will become mayors. They will become members of parliament. They will become presidents, prime ministers. Will rise among us. Leaders of small groups. Leaders of home cell groups. Will arise. Ragada belete pelege de belata piketele barata. Lekoto parata piketele barata. Lekwata balete paligadi kolagada balata. Because they have stand with the covenant of the kingdom.
Abraham, the covenant of Abraham, the covenant of divine wealth will work for them. Men will give at their bosom. Nations will bow before them. They will lend to nations and borrow not. Lack will not come near their door. Poverty will not come near their door. Rata bazende, rego jabalate, lekondo balate, riga bazanda. They will become a nation. Radekoto palete peredeza, leto chapele de berededa. They will be known as a people that are blessed by God. That the God of Israel will bless them. The God of Israel will cause his countenance to be lifted above them. That the God of Israel will be gracious to them. That the Lord of hosts will keep them away from any harm. Yaporoto parata peke. Coronavirus will not kill them. Diseases that kill others will not kill them. Zata pike teligeja. Because they are children of wealth. They are children of covenant. Mazata pike teligeja. Long life is their portion. Rito shapalete pigadila. Lato shapalete periataya. They are not permitted to die in road accident. They are not permitted to die before their time. Mata peridada zatalaka. Rege de bazanta mantaria. Ragadabide beletoja. They are children of wisdom. They are children of understanding. They are a royal priesthood that will transform their generation unto the life of Jesus Christ. They will not conform to the patterns of this world, because the blood of the Lamb is reigning in them. The royal blood is upon them. Ragadabazanda. The holy fire is at work in their life. They will transform their generation. They will fill the earth with the knowledge of God as waters covers the sea. Regabazanda letosha. Their children shall be filled with the Holy Spirit from their womb. Ragabazada. Their children will speak in new tongues. Regedezeletai. Their children shall see vision. Their older men shall dream dreams. Radizodali. Leto sapi. Ladabarada. Agazona mantape. I release their prophetic. I release the apostolic. I release the pastoral. I release the teaching anointing. I release upon the tent of David will raise men and women that will preach the light of the gospel to the four corners of the world. Rabazali, leto shapaladish, leto shapaladish, ledi mende zedebilete, latabine mende zelete, ledo zadine mantari, redi bezende mantal, lete pereneza zetelagine, leto peleneza zabarantile, leto bereneza zagadalataya. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary children. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. For the glory of God has risen upon them. Yeah. Yeah. La da 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 da. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God has risen, and they will arise and show the world the sweetness of the service of God. They will find joy in the service of a king, in Jesus' name. That the blessings of a king will be released upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.